Hello, news listeners. It is Monday and time for your Monday installment of the BTN News Show. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. It's the 22nd of May, 2023. Here comes the best in tech that happened over the weekend. And we got it for you right now in less than 5 minutes. Chrome users, yes, particularly on desktop, typing in those URLs thinking, okay, now, how's that go? Did I spell that right? Well, you don't have to probably worry much about that anymore, because Google Chrome now will detect some typos in your URLs. This is part of their larger accessibility update for Chrome, saying that these features will come to desktop before arriving on mobile, but they will be coming to mobile in the coming months. Now, basically, this tool is being handed to us so we can actually get to the right websites, and not to the ones where, you know, we misspell it and, oh, boy, we're down a rabbit hole, and sometimes not the right ones. Now, this technology actually has been integrated into Chrome because of Live Caption, which additionally actually has some updates of its own. The biggest feature that it will transcribe someone saying something in real time. Google will be rolling out an optimized caption box on Android tablets, and will actually add Live Caption support for French, Italian, and German on the Pixel 4 and Pixel 5, as well as other Android devices. The Live Caption, however, though, will be a feature in the latest coming Pixel devices first, and will eventually arrive on older Pixel phones in the very near future. Well, from Google, we turn our eyes to Meta and a little bit of magic. That's because Meta looks like they want to turn to the folks over at Magic Leap. According to the Financial Times, these two companies are actually in talks to sign a multi-year IP licensing and manufacturing pact. Fortunately, though, those details, that's pretty much it when it comes to these negotiations. But it definitely looks like a potential partnership is on the horizon. And with that partnership, it's expected to produce a jointly developed headset. What possibly could be seen in the deals will see Magic Leap provide Meta with access to some of its optical tech. This also has a lot to do with investors in Meta as well, as they've been pressuring the company, particularly Mark Zuckerberg, for a vision of the future of computing. And so far, they're not really seeing a return on their, shall we call, investment. Finally, staying with Meta, how about another Twitter competitor? Yeah. Now, apparently Meta thinks they can give us something we haven't already got. And it's been a long rumor from the company that they would be building its own pretty much rival to Twitter. Well, it looks like that's happening. At least according to digital media marketing expert Leah Heberman, saying that the app is actually nearing completion and could actually launch as early as June. Yeah, next month. In fact, Meta's been meeting with select content creators to discuss what can actually be done with the platform. Though that's not actually confirmed yet. We're just hearing from a potential creator saying that they're calling this the Instagram for your thoughts. Of course, just like with Twitter, you'll be able to attach links, photos, videos, apparently up to 5 minutes long, and I can already hear Elon saying, "We've got 2 hours," as long as you pay for it. And apparently Meta's service will have its own versions of likes, replies, and reposts. Yep, it's all been done before. The question is, will anybody actually be doing it over there? Got a story no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Support the news show today over at our Patreon page at patreon.com/BTN News. Check out all the latest episodes of the news show, as well as the Mac show and the big show over there at the British Tech Network website at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. But definitely you should come by and join the BTN community today at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, where we will be getting you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your week is starting off well for you. Have a fantastic Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.